Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market will be quite well bid in the opening part of trade on Thursday. The futures market is suggesting an improvement of just under 0.75% for the ASX 200 when it kicks off later this morning. Futures finished around their best levels of the after-hour session as far as the SPY was concerned, and that reflected a flourish for US stocks in the final part of the session as well, that saw all three indices end at record highs. The Dow up 0.8%, the S&P up by around 1.2%, the NASDAQ was up by the most part of 2%. So a very solid upswing for the markets, and it coincides with a day that it was quite historic in terms of the inauguration of Joe Biden, but it would probably be over-egging things to say that that was a reflection of prices last night. But it does mark a separation from the past. So probably a very clear way of understanding that in practical terms is what we saw at the back end of last year, when it took a very long time, more than 6 months, for US Congress to come up with the second iteration of stimulus for the US economy at a time when the economy was in dire need of more support. So that now contrasts to what we have heard in the early part of the this new year, and also the incoming Biden administration has consistently spoken about the need for more support for the US economy. It was reiterated through an incredibly important voice in the last day, the incoming Secretary of the US Treasury, Janet Yellen, combined with ultra low interest rates and already the promise of a very substantial $1.9 trillion stimulus package. All of these elements have collided over the course of recent weeks, and the fact that now you have got a new president and a new Congress about to get to work, that was probably on a factor at the margins that was pushing stocks higher today. But in practical terms, again, we had some encouraging earnings numbers today from a range of organizations. Morgan Stanley in the banking space, probably hardly done by, with some good numbers, but the stock ended lower at the end of the session. Netflix is probably the poster child for the improvements in the tech space overnight. The organization in the last day has highlighted a number of things going forward, not least of which being cash flow positive, which really blew the hair back as far as investors were concerned. The shares were up by the most part of 20% at one stage in overnight trade, so they were all important factors. Commodity prices generally firmer last night as well. Interest rates, they sort of nudged higher by a pretty substantial margin over the course of previous weeks on the prospect of more stimulus and a recovery in the US economy, but over the course of the last couple of days after that push higher, they haven't been doing terribly much at all. So that's something to bear in mind. Elsewhere on the local front today, it's a big day with the release of the unemployment figures for the month of December. We are expecting 30,000 jobs to have been added to the economy as far as CommSec's forecasts are concerned. The market's more upbeat about that number. They're expecting 50,000 jobs to have been added, and the unemployment rate to just edge a little bit lower to 6.7%. The risk with that number is, though, if you've got more people looking for work, that participation rate does potentially run hot and run the risk of pushing the unemployment rate a bit higher. So just keep that in mind. So the Aussie dollar has actually been on a bit of a run as well in the last day. It's reflecting that risk-off environment, which has made a casualty of the greenback, and that's pushed the Aussie dollar higher back to around 77.5 US cents.